All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, it is that time of the week, folks, my key games in the world of college football. And I want to get things started tomorrow night in the Atlantic Coast Conference, as you have a pair of 5-2 teams who are getting it on, and I'm talking about the 25th-ranked Virginia Tech Hokies traveling to Heinz Field to take on the Pitt Panthers. You look at the quarterback play this year for Virginia Tech with quarterback Gerard Evans, and he is having a solid season for the Hokies and head coach Justin Fuente, as he has 19 touchdown passes to 2 interceptions. And I look for him and wide receiver Isaiah Ford to be a big factor in this game if Virginia Tech is going to go on the road and get the victory. Nathan Peterman, the quarterback for Pittsburgh, hasn't been too shabby either, as he has 11 touchdowns to 2 interceptions. And you look at these two defenses, the Hokies have 20 team sacks and 9 interceptions, while Pitt, under head coach Pat Narduzzi, and you can expect that since he is a defensive-minded coach, they have 25 sacks. I think this is going to be a good one, but I'm going to take Va Tech on the road in this one by the score of 37-27. Now, in the MAC conference on Thursday night, you have the Ohio Bobcats traveling to take on the Toledo Rockets, and this could be a potential MAC title game preview right here, as both of these teams are in the upper echelon in their respective divisions. I look at Ohio's defense, as they have 29 team sacks so far this season and 9 interceptions, and that is going to be important as they look to stop this Toledo offense, which is led by Logan Woodside, who has already thrown 28 touchdown passes this year to just 4 interceptions. You look at the play of running back Kareem Hunt and the catching ability of wide receiver Cody Thompson, and I think that could be big, and thus I'm going to take Toledo at home in this one by the score of 38-24. Now, moving along to Friday night, there is a big one in the American Athletic Conference, and I'm talking about the 22nd-ranked Navy midshipmen traveling to Tampa to take on the South Florida Bulls. Both of these teams are in the top spots in their respective divisions in the AAC, and this could be a potential title game preview. You look at this triple option attack of Navy, and it has gone on to upset both Houston and Memphis this season, but they will have their hands full with this South Florida team. You look at the running ability of both Quentin Flowers at quarterback and Marlon Mack, and they are definitely going to lean on that undersized Navy defense. Defensively, South Florida has 21 team sacks and 7 interceptions so far this season, and they have to play disciplined football to keep an eye on this Navy triple option attack. Now, when Navy was able to knock off both Houston and Memphis, those games were at home in Annapolis. This time around, they'll be on the road, and I'm going to take South Florida by the score of 38-27. Now, moving on to Saturday, I'm staying in the AAC, as you have the Central Florida Knights traveling to take on the Houston Cougars. And I know Central Florida has been playing a solid defensive brand of football this year under first-year head coach Scott Frost, but I really want to see how Houston bounces back, because they went on the road last week and they were embarrassed by SMU 38-16. And I want to see how this team, led by quarterback Greg Ward Jr., are going to bounce back. And I think they get it done. I think their defense, who already has 19 sacks, will go out there and make a difference. And I'm going to take the Cougars at home by the score of 38-24. Now, there should be a high-scoring affair in the Big 12 this Saturday afternoon when you have the 10th-ranked West Virginia Mountaineers traveling to Stillwater to take on the Oklahoma State Sooners. Now, West Virginia, they're 6-0, and they could be one of the bright spots for the Big 12 as they are looking to get a team into the college football playoff. But you look at the quarterback play in this one. Skylar Howard for West Virginia, and then, of course, Mason Rudolph for the Cowboys. And both of these quarterbacks can sling the football around. I expect big games from wide receiver Shelton Gibson for West Virginia and James Washington for Oklahoma State, while the running ability of Russell Shell for the Mountaineers and the running ability of Justice Hill for the Cowboys should be on display. I think I would not be surprised to see one of these teams score at least 50 points in this contest, and I think it's going to be Oklahoma State, as I'm going to take the Cowboys at home by the score of 50-41. Now, moving on to the Pac-12, you have the fourth-ranked Washington Huskies making the trek to Salt Lake City to take on the 17th-ranked Utah Utes. Both of these teams come in with a combined record of 14-1, and it would not surprise me to see both of these teams end up in Santa Clara this December for the Pac-12 title game. Now, quarterback Jake Browning has been lights out this year for Washington under head coach Chris Peterson, and he is definitely in the mix to be the Pac-12's offensive player of the year. The Huskies can also run the football effectively with Myles Gaskin, and they can get after you on defense as they have 7 interceptions and 25 sacks. Utah, they love to run the football. They have that physical brand, and they love to get after opponents on defense. And I think it is going to be a very electric atmosphere this Saturday afternoon in Salt Lake City. But right now, Chris Peterson and the Huskies are rolling, and I'm going to take Washington on the road in this one by the score of 37-27. Now, in the Big Ten Conference, you have the Northwestern Wildcats traveling to take on the 6th-ranked Ohio State Buckeyes. And Ohio State was cruising until they went to Happy Valley last Saturday night, and they lost to the Penn State Nittany Lions. And I want to see how Ohio State is going to be able to respond from suffering their first loss of the season. Now, they are a 26.5 point favorite over Northwestern going on into this game, but don't expect the Wildcats to simply roll over for the Buckeyes. You look at this team under head coach Pat Fitzgerald, and they can move the football offensively with quarterback Clayton Thorson, running back Justin Jackson, and wide receiver Austin Carr. They also have 7 interceptions defensively, and I want to see if Northwestern is going to be able to confuse Ohio State quarterback JT Barrett a little bit. But the way that JT Barrett plays quarterback, he's more like a point guard out there, as he can get the football to both of his stellar running backs in Mike Weber and Curtis Samuel. This Ohio State defense can get after opponents as well, as they have already forced 11 interceptions this season, and it will be interesting to see if they can get into the head of Thorson. Ohio State should win, but they are going to have to work for it. And I'm going to take the Buckeyes at home in this one by the score of 34-27. Now, Saturday night in the Mountain West Conference, there's a doozy as you have the 13th-ranked Boise State Broncos traveling to Laramie to take on the 5-2 Wyoming Cowboys. Both of these teams are in first place in the Mountain Division of the Mountain West Conference, and this should be an offensive slugfest. Boise State comes into this game favored by 13.5 points over the Cowboys, but don't expect Wyoming to roll over for the Broncos at home. Now, Wyoming can get after you on offense. You look at the play of running back Brian Hill and wide receiver Tanner Gentry, and I think that the Cowboys are going to try to run the football to not only wear down that Boise State defense, but to keep their high-powered offense on the sidelines. And when I talk about that Boise State high-powered offense, I'm talking about quarterback Brett Rippon, running back Jeremy McNichols, and wide receiver Thomas Spurbeck. I think Boise State is going to have to work for this one, just like Ohio State will, but I'm going to take the Broncos on the road by the score of 38-30. Now, Saturday night in the Big Ten, you have the 7th-ranked Nebraska Cornhuskers making the trek to Camp Randall Stadium in Madison to take on the 11th-ranked Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Nebraska comes into this game undefeated, while Wisconsin does have 2 losses. But I'll tell anybody, you look at Wisconsin's 2 losses, a tough one on the road at Michigan and a tough one at home in overtime against against Ohio State. And I will match that up against anybody in the country. Now, this is definitely going to be a test for this Nebraska team under Mike Riley, and I want to see how they handle the big spotlight this Saturday night. Wisconsin at home is always tough, and I expect a big game from running back Corey Clement in this one. And we're going to take the Badgers at home in a tight one, 30-27. Now, Saturday night in the Southeastern Conference, you have the 15th-ranked Auburn Tigers traveling to Oxford to take on the Ole Miss Rebels. And I think this game is definitely going to come down to the offenses. You look at the power rushing attack of Auburn that is getting it going after the slow start, and now head coach Gus Malzahn, I don't think, is no longer on the hot seat. But I expect big games on off for Auburn from running backs Cameron Petway and Kerryon Johnson as they look to put the lean and put the pressure on this Ole Miss defense that is known to give up points this season. Defensive lineman Carl Lawson has 6.5 sacks so far for the Tigers, and it will be interesting to see if he can get to Ole Miss quarterback Chad Kelly in this one. I expect Kelly to throw at least 2 interceptions in this contest against Auburn, and thus I'm going to take the Tigers on the road by the score of 44-34. Now, Saturday night in the AAC, you have the Tulsa Golden Hurricane traveling to Memphis to take on the Tigers. Both of these teams have identical records as they are both 5-2 overall and 2-1 within the American Athletic Conference. I think this game is going to be decided by the offenses, and the last team that has the football will win. You look at the quarterback play for Tulsa with Dane Evans, and then the quarterback play for Memphis with Riley Ferguson. Both of these quarterbacks have plenty of talent at the skill position around them. I look at running backs Angelo Brewer and James Flanders for Tulsa, along with wide receivers Kevin Lucas and wide receiver Josh Atkinson. And then on the flip side for Memphis, Anthony Miller at wide receiver is a big-time playmaker. I think it's going to be an offensive explosion in this game, and I think the last team that possesses the football wins. Thus, I'm going to take Memphis at home by the score of 47-41. And finally, the big one in the ACC on Saturday night, as you have the third-ranked Clemson Tigers traveling to Dope Campbell Stadium in Tallahassee to take on the 12th-ranked Florida State Seminoles. Typically, when both of these teams get together, first place in the Atlantic Division of the ACC conference is on the line, and that will once again be the case this Saturday night as Florida State is looking to hang around as they've already dropped 2 conference games. When you think about Clemson, you think about quarterback Deshaun Watson, and will this Florida State defense be able to stop him? Not slow him down, stop him. And I expect Watson to go out there and try to get the ball to wide receiver Mike Williams early and often in this game. Now, Clemson defensively has 25 team sacks and 11 interceptions, and I think they're going to be ready to play because we've seen what quarterback DeAndre Francois can do this season for the Seminoles. If Florida State is able to pull off the upset, I think a big part of that is going to be the play of running back Dalvin Cook and wide receiver Travis Rudolph. I think this is going to be a typical nip and tuck affair between Clemson and Florida State, but I'm going to take the Tigers at home, on the road by the score of 37-30. So folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, and you can check out all of the fun and excitement next June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. If you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Also, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping the NFL action from week 8. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.